Hello.
Hi, my name is Tobin Smith. I'm calling from vending machines. I was looking for a Ruby.
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, how are you? One of my employees said he received a note on a vending machine from you about your money being taken or machine stole the money from you or something like that.
No, the note that I wrote basically said that the vending machine's broke and it's taken my money on three occasions and I want my money back.
Okay, well, you know the vending machine can't guess what you're thinking, right? You actually have to push the buttons to make it work.
I am not an idiot. I know how to work the machine. It's a vending machine.
I'm just making sure because there's a lot of people who feel like they lose money in our vending machines when really they just don't know how to work the vending machine. So I'm making sure you know how to work a vending machine
I know how to
properly.
work a vending machine properly. Are you kidding me?
Just making
Okay.
sure.
I don't know who you think you're talking to, but you need to change your tone and how you're talking to me, first of all.
So you're saying it's the machine's fault and not yours, and so we owe you.
Obviously, why would I say it's my fault? Why would I write a note, genius, that it's
Okay.
my fault? Why would I even go through the trouble of writing a note if it's my fault?
I think I know what
It's
the problem is.
obviously your fault. That's why I wrote the note for
Got
you to
it.
call me to
Okay.
give me what I want back.
Got it. I think I know what the problem is.
What is the problem?
The problem is that you put money in the slot, right? That's what you do. You put your money in the slot in the vending machine. Then you have to tell the machine what you want by pressing the corresponding numbers. So, for example, if you want a Snickers bar and it's in C6, you put your money.
I already told you I pushed the buttons, guys.
I'm just making sure you press the right buttons for the item that you want. You didn't just start
I
putting.
know what I pushed.
Okay, well, then the candy bar should have come out because it's not that hard.
Okay, you're right. I agree. It should have come up, but it didn't. So now here we are. This
Okay,
is when
so,
you tell me
right.
how you're going to help me out, bud.
So
This
we
is when
both.
you say, what can I do for you? How can I help you out? This is when you change it up and get nice.
I got it. You want me to put the candy bar on a different level of the machine so you can press different numbers.
What are you talking about? I want my money back. I'm done with you. I want my money back now. I want you to give me my money back so I don't have to talk to you, look at
You
you,
want a refund?
nothing.
You want a refund?
Yes, I want a refund. Now, today, yesterday.
Why didn't you just say that?
What do you think I'm calling you for? Just to talk to you and have a conversation? Obviously, I don't like talking to you.
I think you're confused because you didn't call me, I called you.
Whatever. Just give me my money back.
I could tell you that we don't offer full refunds. I can give you a portion of your money back.
What do you mean to put a portion? What are you going to do? Give me a third of 75 cents?
No, I'm willing to go halfway and give you 32 and a half cents.
Oh my God.
I think that's
Oh my
fair.
God.
Because I'm still not convinced
You
that
are
it
the
isn't.
worst human being. You are obviously the stupidest person I've ever met in my whole life.
You got it. I'll give you 33 cents instead of 32 and a half.
You are a moron. I'm going to take a bat to all of your little vending machines and bust them wide open. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my 75 cents back and my snack.
So you're threatening to.
How about that?
Okay, so you're threatening to bash in our vending machine and steal candy and your money.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay, then I should probably tell you that this is a prank phone call. It'd probably be the appropriate time.
Oh, no, this isn't the appropriate time to talk about anything else. I'm going to come and smack your face in.
No, I'm telling you that this is a prank phone call.
What do you mean this is a prank phone call?
I mean that your coworker Talia set you up. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my God.
She says that you're always pranking people in the office and they wanted to get you back.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her. Oh, my God.
I
This is
think.
really a prank. Are you kidding me? This
Yes,
is a prank.
it's a joke. I don't know anything about your 75 cents or your candy bar. But I think that you sound a little worked up and you might need to go get a candy bar to relax.
I need more than one.